I was a sports fanatic. Loved all sports, but especially being outdoors. Still do. But sport was my addiction, my god, really. And I would be outside playing tennis or any other sport for hours and really happy doing that. However, in my teens, I had a number of friends who died, and that made me think about the fact that if it'd been me, then I wasn't ready to die. And when I was around 19, after a difficult year, I became a Christian, which actually was the best thing I'd ever done. However, my life hasn't turned out how I imagined it would have done. I have neither married or had children, which has been a real disappointment to me. And when I was 30, I suffered severe depression related to not confronting issues, and some of that was needing to grieve for friends I'd lost in my teens, really. It was a tough time, but looking back, it was a really good time, really necessary for me, as it made me confront issues, learn who I was, and also to learn that it's not about achieving that God loves. And one of my favourite books in the Bible is Ecclesiastes, which is a very, well, it's a book that talks really about the reality of life, how sometimes we look and it's like bad people live long and good people seem to die young. And life can feel very meaningless. And interestingly, recently we needed to have our family home valued. And my parents had obviously kept things that at their time were value. And I think they wanted to pass them on to us, thinking that they would be valuable. But when the valuer came, he kept saying, "This is no value, no value." And I'd have to say I was quite bemused in a way with that, just how we put value to things that really are not very valuable at all. And I realise, the older I get, really, that it's not about what one has done or, who we are or what we've achieved. But it's so much more about relationships and community and God.